This is it's 12 minutes, so the first few minutes is a hilarious discussion by Ion about Canada, and then that leads into the hologram. But I can't get to the middle. You just have to run the whole thing. So I was hoping to have a time to play this, so this seems to be a good time. So mute everybody so we have nice quiet. And yes, here we go.
She gets all carried away with all this. They all do that. It's something in the water up there. Push them on off the cliff with the Californians and get it over with and call it a day.
Yeah, it's like, well, yeah, the Canadians feel they're in second place and they can't get over that. They're not the United States.
And then they'll run, and then they'll run anything that goes on. They'll go get in a queue. Just go line up. Just go get in line.
Right.
Whatever it is. They'll just go get in line because they can't be first.
Yeah, like the film
get
festival.
Away line. But then they're superior. They're superior. Even the least Canadian is better than the best American because they're all taken care of and they're all looked after and it's all sorted out and all that stuff. And it's like, come on, man, go to Quebec. Get it over with.
So, I thought about the Canadian. Okay, so.
Tattoo. East
what?
India Trading Company. Tattoo.
Right.
East India Trading Company.
Is that, are they based out of Canada?
Yes.
Ah.
Well, that was the whole rub, remember, the thing they had to get the stuff across. The East India Trading Company. That's where all the spices came from.
Well, that was that TV show. The guy had to get, they fought over Vancouver Island or something.
That's right. Taboo.
Yeah.
That's right. That's the reason we said that.
Okay, so, what did I say about Canada? What did I think? Did Justin Trudeau blow it with his attorney general or whatever and that scandal over the big company?
Yes.
He blew it.
He did. But now see, everybody's talking about Canada this and Canada that, but they're not in a good enough shape to do anything wrong. They're about messed up because their fingers going to have to slap everybody with a big tax to make up for all this foolishness, and they're not going to want to do that because they don't like all those taxes when they're already giving 80% of their damn money down.
Yeah, now
our new tax in Canada is 125%, so you've got to borrow 25% more than what you made to pay your tax bill. So that's the way we have to do it. You're like, okay, where's the loan? Where do we get in line to get the loan papers? You got to line up and get the loan application.
So this new Premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, I see the people on the street who say, he's cutting libraries, he's cutting music instruction, he's cutting everything. Is he doing that because they got no money?
They're broke. Busted. Broken.
So he can't say that.
Well, they'd all quit, because if there's no socialism, what's when you run out of money, you don't have socialism anymore.
Oh, my God!
We don't have a clean needle shop, so we go shoot up heroin and let the government pay for it. They can't buy needles, can't buy rigs anymore. Fentanyl's going to be scarce. They won't have heroin to pass around to everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. So Doug Ford is doing what he's doing not because he's a mean guy, but he has to because they have no money.
They're done.
Wow.
But we've been saying that all along, trying to be nice,
yes.
But no more. We're not nice no more. Pay your
right.
way and then we'll talk. Pay your way and then we'll talk.
So all the local Canadians in Toronto, the people on grants, the culture vultures, they are shocked at how bad Doug is, but they don't want to recognize how bad Canada and Toronto is.
That's not how bad Toronto they got. See, this is how bad they got. Toronto could have been okay, but even Johnson Matthey gave up on them.
Right.
Johnson Matthey moved because of the taxes, which is unbelievable. It's unfathomable.
Right. All right. Okay. But keep her alive. Make her feel like she wants to live.
No, we can't do that, but we can make her live.
Yeah, okay.
We can't make her like it, but we can make her live.
All right.
Hard to die.
Do that.
To you. Okay. No problem. Anything for you, our Bob. Anything for you, our Bob.
Yeah, we go back a long way, don't we?
You crank the Victrola where we like. Nobody else will. Nobody else will, but you always crank the Victrola. And we don't take it for granted. It is all good. We'll show you.
Did you say I make the Victrola or I play it?
Wind the Victrola.
I wind it up, right. So that's an interesting topic. Ofenel Hobab. He was involved with everything all the way through.
Yes. And you are too. And what's astounding is that some people are surprised. That's what's astounding. you know about it. You cleared it. You can talk the game till they're blue. You can take the names and you even know when Bloomsday is. Not many people do.
So I have this image that, you know, everybody works for me. This is my hologram, and different entities or ascended people are fighting over their holograms that they create. I've been in charge of this hologram and my hologram for a long time. What do you think of that idea? Is there an accuracy to that?
Well, that's like Pharaoh feeling bad because he's in charge. He's not. He's not afraid or bothered. You don't bother. It doesn't bother you. It is. But you're compassionate about it. Meaning, you have a pluralable conscious, conscious, which is good, and that keeps you from eating yourself to death. You see, because all these people get tangled up in their ghost.
They get all tangled up, and they have to. And what was the last word?
They get all tangled up, and they have to acquiesce. They don't have a choice. They have to acquiesce.
Nothing to my bidding.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Noticed.
See, that's why it's so fun, is because you have all the power than more power than anybody, and you don't even care. It's great. Where everybody.
Well, that's a good attitude, isn't it?
And this is mine, and I'm going to run like I want to, and I don't like that, and I like this, and this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to pout if I don't get my way, and rah rah rah. You're like, well, then have your way. We don't care. Blow it up, burn it up. Good. Do I have to deal with it? No. Okay, I don't give a damn what you do. Do it. Good. Let me know. Let me know how it works out. Let me know. I'm going to.
Worcester got that way in the end, didn't he?
We know.
Yeah.
We know.
Okay, here's an interesting pattern.
He had power, but it was borrowed. He had power, and that's the only reason he endured you. Because you
right,
had
because
more
he had
than
power.
He. No, because you had more than he. But he would borrow your power. Yeah. And that's
oh,
what
he
what
borrowed
happened.
Mine.
That's what happened to Ralph Doobie Doobie Doo, too. Uh-huh.
Did Doobie borrow my power?
Of course he did. Well, you sound surprised, but you knew when you stepped away, they failed. So how does that work?
Right. Okay,
right.
So an interesting
Bob
point
Carr,
I've noticed.
Idea.
Yes, yes. Okay. Ofenel, did you make it clear? Ofenel is running this hologram. I run my hologram here, and many people are inside
I'd like to say that, but that's just not true, because at any given moment, you go into the Croker Quadrant, or the Thompson Quadrant, or the LaRouche, do the Lindy, you know, the Lindy all over the place, and you get all things upside down and messed up. And then the next thing you know, we're playing Yo Gotti, and you're happy about it. Go figure that one out. That was pretty exciting with the My Nigga tone this weekend. Wasn't that hot? That was pretty good. You
the
know,
what?
Kind of catchy, My Nigga tune.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
That was clever. And it's got a nice beat to it. Not quite Lawrence Welk, but it's right up there, isn't it?
Yes. Now, is it a new song?
Pretty new, yeah.
Okay. All right, so
it was either that or Carol Channing, and so we went with money.
so Little Geezy, these different hip hoppers that you've mentioned over the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, Young Geezy.
I don't hear. Did they survive? Are they still going? I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, they're doing wonderful. They're billionaires, Bob. We laughed. JW didn't give me a rep about rip rap music until he found out there was money in it. Now he's got a great awe of appreciation of it. They buy this stuff. It's pretty astounding.
I see. He likes the ones that make a lot of money. Okay.
They do. Well, because that's the rule. You make a rule that's how you're valuable. So if that's how you're valuable, then that's how you're valuable. So.
Right.
And now, in everything they said you can't do.
Ah, good. You came back.
And that's exactly the whole sum total of the story.
The silent part. Yeah, what were you saying before you... Did you run out of power?
No, it just went away. It was all fun.
Yeah, you were talking about, do you remember what you're talking about?
we were talking about Young Jeezy and Yo Gotti and the music.
Oh yeah, the money. Money's all what it's all about
and the,
for music
and the money
JW.
Capacity and the building of it, and that nobody's selling any music, but yet they're all making fortunes from non-selling music. You can be anything. You can make Bandai. You can make Vigi Games. Things that you said you can't do that. Now you can make money playing poker for a living. You can be a professional poker player. That's like I'm gonna play Crazy Eights. And I'm gonna be my lifelong job to play Crazy Eights or Old Maid. I got a new business opportunity. Make me rich. I want to play Crazy Eights for a living. So we're gonna have to have an Olympic Crazy Eight or Old Maid contest. Old Maid. Shoots and ladders. I'm gonna play shoots and ladders and make a fortune. Now people can do that. It's ridiculous.
Funny.
But they didn't. You know the reason why it's funny? It's because that's what's really happening.
Right.
That's funny. Don't go to school.
Right.
So it's vain. It's silly. And now the people that are going to school are punished. You got a college degree, you really can't find a job. If you're somebody that can go to work, they will hire you today. Oh, you're in.
Right, and then you go to college, you get in debt, and you get no job. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but Pocahontas is going to pay it all off by making a big tax on you, Bob.
Is DeVos trying to get people out of that situation? Betsy DeVos,
you know, she doesn't care. You're stupid enough to do it. You know, she does more school, like what the government controls in school, not colleges.
That's what she wants.
No, that's what she does. That's what she's in charge of.
Right. So you say that she's going to be a benefit to the school system. In what way will she?
She is. She's going to get it back to normal where people actually learn something. Where you can learn to be a baker, or you can learn to be a welder, or you can learn. You don't have to learn how to be a professional student and earn the whole $500,000 for a degree that only pays you $50,000 a year.
Right. Right. Okay. I think we'll end on that point.
Happy days. Go to the beach. Have a good day. Do your chores and errands and happy days.
All right. And I got to go to the bank. Yeah, I got to do that.
Indeed.
Okay.
Happy
All right.
Day.
Thank you very much, Ion.
Thank you indeed.
Okay. Bye. And then you hear Jimmy ring the doorbell, Carol. The mailman's there. So, it's on Eugene here. Gene and Ion. Ion would have yelled all the way through that, so we had to mute Ion too. Okay, there's Ion. There's Gene.
He did. He did.
You did yell, yes. So I want to say this. So, Gene, this idea, it is a myth or a cliche or something about the music business that there's no money when you make a CD or MP3. It's all distributed for free, so you have to go out on tour. To make money. You gotta go out and mix it up with the chemical bodies. So it just occurred to me, I am pointed out, maybe subtly, that little Jeezy's guys are becoming billionaires, but they're in the music business where you can't make money. So I just realized this myth of there's no money in the music industry, so go out and tour, somebody's using the music industry or these artists to launder fucking billions.
I was gonna say that, Laundering money is going, every industry is laundering money right now, but they talk about more money for the nigga and all the cash, all of those songs you've played over the last 5-6 years, Bob, where there's always money and gold involved.
Yeah. So, Ion, you pointed out the humor of little Jeezy. They apparently make no money in the industry, but they're billionaires. Well, is there something going on there that we're not knowing, that we just implied?
Well, you didn't imply it, you perceived it. You perceived it.
Yeah.
You may imply it. Because at this point, you only have inferred it.
Yes. So, you pointed this out. Is there more to be said about it? If there is no money, then there's nothing to be laundered, but they can use the chip circuits for other reasons, for money that doesn't want to be tracked.
They're keeping the money flowing, so it's just flowing.
Typing. So the typing and the flowing gives the illusion that there is some wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Money wealth.
That's right.
Because, you know, the actual experience of people, if they're on welfare, just hanging out and not working, so they can enjoy YouTubes and all kinds of things all day long, entertain themselves way more than any civilization ever did before for people. So there's so much experience, and that is wealth, that money can't keep up with it, to measure it, can't contain it. So therefore money is not as valuable as the actual experience of living with your five bodies. So they must
call it money anymore. That's why you don't call it money anymore. You call it resource now.
Resource, right. So the resources have to flow, or they have to just keep the flowing image going to pretend that there is something there keeping up with the flow of experience that everybody's having in all the bodies. So there's your economic situation, Gene.
And keeping the flow going is reinserting the money from illegal activities back into...
Not even that. It's just the illusion of motion. So I was saying earlier,
okay,
the planet isn't even moving.
Right.
So you can back. The point about the holograms was that I keep leaping out of my hologram and going to maybe other holograms, Croker Quadrant, Thompson Quadrant, so I don't stay in my hologram enough. Ian says, or I'm indifferent to it, and I'm always hopping out of it. I thought that was interesting.
Next thing you're in the Croker quadrant. Ion is the different quadrants of the chart or the little book. Are they different worlds?
No, are they different holograms?
No,
first
different worlds.
Different worlds, okay.
Worlds. Okay, are those worlds in the same universes? Universe?
They're in the same hologram.
They're in the same hologram.
Well, that's good. There's a good. You're getting somewhere, Gene. They're in the same hologram. Now, is this hologram my hologram?
Yeah. Bob, you said Ophanel is running his hologram, and Ion said, I'd like to say that, but that's just not true.
I do it. But Ian just said just now, 30 seconds ago, it is my hologram, or Ophanel's hologram, this universe.
Yeah, we're talking about your hologram, Bob. But that's not the question. The question is, were those worlds, are those different worlds in the same hologram? Or are those different bodies different holograms? No, they're different worlds.
Different worlds.
In one hologram.
Right. Okay, so the East India Trading Company, they run their own hologram, right?
They do, but it always bumps into you.
Right, and also bumps into the Medici hologram.
Mm-hmm, and Taboo.
Yes, and so are those the empires on the ring 11 or so on the angel diagram? Are empires huge holograms where... timelines and putting pharaohs back into the Giza plateau there is part of the game, as one hologram is trying to define and take over the other empire holograms.
Good, 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 good.
Yeah, we just got a good new view there, Carol.
Ion, is the chart the angel chart or Bob's tiny note chart the 2D environment from which the our hologram is projected? Did you hear that, Bob?
Well, projected into.
Say it again, Gene.
The TV episode I watched, the theory is that our hologram, this hologram universe, is projected from a 2D environment. So a 2D...
No,
that's the theory.
Not the case. Yeah, and Ian said that's not the case to you, but then Ian said projected into. What's projected into Ion?
The 2D.
The 2D. I have
Bob's
a section.
Chart is, Bob's
Let me
chart
tell you something. Is what?
Is projected. Bob's chart is the 2D environment that's projected into the 3D hologram? Yes.
Okay, in a recent, listening to an old session with Chad back in 2011, Ein says the angel diagram is 1D. But it's pointing to, trying to illustrate a 14D situation. So the two and the three don't work, in relation to the foot. There's more. There's 14D.
The dodecahedron has 14 faces.
Okay. That, sounds usable.
Most excellent.
Mm. Most excellent.
So.
Who did that? Was that you, Gene?
That was me.
Okay. Sound like another Gene.
I'm a little worked up. Another Gene. Yeah, I could have been.
Yeah.
The what gene, Carolyn?
The mean gene.
Uh-oh.
You know how Ion and Bob now call me? There's the mean Carolyn and the nice Carolyn.
Yeah, Joanna and Flora.
I'm trying to contain the, I don't know, the worked up gene or something.
Yeah.
So carry on.
Okay, so, all right, so. The 2D environment is projected into the 3D environment. See, Ion, the TV episode I was watching was talking all about the validation of why the validation to the theory that we're in a hologram, that we are a hologram. And I just kept thinking.
They're trying to make it a validation. They're trying to validate it, not vindicate it.
Yes, yes, that's what the show was about. But I couldn't get over thinking about the idea that we're projected from a 2D environment. Now you're saying the 2D environment of Bob's chart is projected into Bob's 3D hologram.
Right.
So the source is still Bob. I was just going to say, well, where's the source?
Uh-huh.
But if it's Bob's chart and Bob's hologram, then it's all
in
Bob
6D.
Again. 6D. All right, so when the chip body beats the android me, the chip body, Bob's chip body? Is it Bob's chip body too? Yes.
Of course.
Bob's creating the chip body, the new chip body.
No, Gene, the chip body knocks out the android meme and moves into the hexadic as part of something creating the hexadic, which would be Iondom. So it's not just Bob, it's Iondom is creating the hexadic situation. Because Ion says the completed scenario is octad, or eight bodies, mm-hmm. but back in the sixth level, there's a lot of change and turmoil as the Iondom factor gets to dominate. Or
and that's why it's time to get our shit together now, because we're creating it with you now.
Well, we're now so powerful on the planet, you guys got to get your shit together. This is what I'm saying.
I think that's what I just said.
It's over. Fun times at Iondom are gone. Over. It's work now.
It's time to get serious. It's all right. That's all right.